Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
FarmAssure is now the third largest farm owner's insurer in the state of Oklahoma, and we wanted to say a great big thanks. We did this because good agents believed in us, and thousands of you fine folks gave us a chance to insure them. We pledge to keep the values that brought us here in place for generations to come. FarmAssure believes in the future of Oklahoma, and thank you again for the business.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's FarmAssure.
Well, neighbors, it's one of those annual production sales that you don't want to miss. We're talking about Black Jack and Guest annual female production sale coming Saturday, October 17th, 12:30 p.m. at Black Jack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 70 Angus and Sim Angus lots. For details, contact Keith Grissom at 405-382-7678. The sale catalog will be online at www.mcsauction.com. Black Jack and Guest female production sale, October 17th.
Now, welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's talk about these cattle and hog futures here again this morning. For the most part, it looks like cattle futures finished lower again yesterday.
Yes, they did, Dave. The cattle complex went from a mixed trading situation yesterday to a negative close with several triple-digit losses at the end of the session. The last time the cattle had triple-digit losses was in the late September into early October time period. Now, the selling appeared to be mostly technical in nature. Everyone is still waiting for our cash cattle trade in the feed yards to develop. We did see the choice box beef yesterday, 61 cents higher. Select box is up $1.61 on a total movement of 149 loads. The daily cattle slaughter was 109,000 head. The cash feeder index was up $1.01, and the lean hogs also closed lower yesterday. December live cattle were 87 cents lower yesterday on the close. November feeders down $1.05, and December lean hogs were unchanged.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, as we look at the grain futures, kind of the same story over there, lower across the board yesterday.
Yes, it was. Thursday's close was negative and near the lows of the session for the wheat, corn, and soybean futures. The NOPA soybean crush for September came in at 126.7 million bushels, which was below the expectations, but the largest September crush since 2007. Egypt today bought 180,000 metric tons of wheat from Russia and 60,000 metric tons from Romania. The price of the wheat in the tender was about $5 a metric ton higher than it was in the last tender. Trading volume overnight has been in large order for the corn and the soybeans, and trading has been on the mixed side. December KC wheat currently is 3 cents higher. December corn's down a penny and a quarter. November soybeans are down a quarter of a penny, with December cotton trading 16 points lower. November crude oil is up 34 cents. December dollar index is 24 cents higher, and December Dow Jones futures 22 points lower.
Hey, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. You have a great weekend. We'll check in with you again on Monday. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.